Good morning and welcome to CNBC TV18's Market Buzz podcast this Friday morning with me, Hormas Phatakia. The big day is finally here and 102 constituencies across various Indian states will commence the first phase of the Lok Sabha polls of 2024. Over 16 crore voters will be eligible to exercise their franchise in this phase of the polls. So if you are listening to us at a place where polling is taking place today, do venture out and cast your vote. And we at CNBC TV18 and CNBC TV18 will keep bringing you all the updates from all the key constituencies and the battles to watch out for in this phase of polling. So stay tuned. For the markets though, the Nifty is down 4 days at a stretch. On first glance, that does not sound alarming by any means, but then the devil always lies in the details, doesn't it? This is the first instance since October of last year that the index has declined 4 days in a row. And the declines are not modest by any means. The Nifty has already given up more than 70% of the 1,000 plus points rally that it saw from the lows of March 20th. And it also closed below the 22,000 mark yesterday for the first time this April series. And if the GIFT Nifty is anything to go by, we are expecting another gap down as the GIFT Nifty has seen a very sharp downtick as we speak and is down almost 300 points now this morning. And that is because of news reports coming in that some Israeli missiles have hit a site in Iran. Now, these reports are coming in from Reuters, who is quoting ABC News that some Israeli missiles have hit a site in Iran, and which is why you're seeing the sharp drop in the GIFT Nifty. And Brent crude has also surged back above the $90 a barrel mark on reports of these explosions that are being heard in Iran. That is the report coming in from Reuters that is quoting ABC News. We'll keep you updated from all the updates that come in from West Asia. And for this truncated week, the Nifty is down over 2%. And when the heavyweight banks sell off, there is no surprise that it will have a brunt on the Nifty Bank as well. That index in the last four sessions has corrected over 2,000 points from the record highs that it made last week, well above the 49,000 mark. For the week though, the banking index is down over 3%. A big factor behind this sell-off is institutional selling, particularly from foreign institutions. FIIs have sold nearly 11,000 crores in the cash market this truncated week itself and have already turned net sellers for 2024. The market was expected to face more pressure though after the shocker that Infosys delivered last evening after market hours. However, the US listed shares of the technology bellwether ended 2.5% lower after declining as much as 8% at one point. Speaking of the numbers, Infosys' numbers were a big miss on estimates. The management has guided for FY25 revenue growth to be between 1 to 3%, which is well below the 2 to 6% expectations that were there. The management though tried to strike an optimistic tone, saying that the large deals that they have won in FY24 will benefit them in the new financial year and that their focus continues to remain on cost optimization. They have also made an acquisition worth over 450 million euros and they say that the benefits of this acquisition are not reflected in that 1 to 3% guidance. Brokerages are, well, okay-ish if we can call it that on Infosys. Jeffrey said that the deal wins from Infosys provide some comfort to their estimates. Citi said that although they are neutral, they would be buyers if the stock falls to levels of around 1350, while Nomura has also lowered its EPS estimates for Infosys. On the complete extreme is Bajaj Auto, who convincingly beat estimates on all parameters. The company ended FY24 with a 10.4% volume growth, while revenue, EBITDA and net profit, all of them grew in excess of 25% for the March quarter. The management in its earnings call said that it expects market share gains courtesy of its premium segment and that the EV two-wheeler distribution will ramp up to 600 stores in the next 6 months from the current count of 200 stores. Jefferies has raised its price target on Bajaj Auto to 10,500 rupees and also raised its EPS estimates for FY25 and 26 by 4%. Gokaldas Exports has launched a QIP to raise funds. The floor price of 790 rupees a share is a 3% discount to the stock's closing price on Thursday. ITC's wholly owned subsidiary ITC Infotech India will acquire a 100% stake in Blaze Clan Technologies for 485 crores. Blaze Clan is a partner for both Amazon Web Service and Snowflake. This acquisition is expected to augment ITC Infotech's capabilities to service its customers in a multi-cloud and hybrid cloud cloud environment. Stocks like ICICI Securities, TV18 Broadcast, Network18 will also be reacting to their results that were reported after market hours on Thursday. Mastek, which was also supposed to declare its results, has postponed its board meeting to next Friday, that is the 26th of April. Earnings and polls continue side by side because Wipro will be reporting results today after market hours, and the expectation is that the company will guide for a 0% to 2% growth for the first quarter of FY25. But the CEO stepping down before his term ending will be a key question on which the street will await more clarity from the management. Alongside Wipro, we have Jio Financial Services and HDFC AMC also reporting results today. And going into the weekend, we have the big boy HDFC Bank that will be reporting results on Saturday. The handover from Wall Street is mixed, but mind you, the US futures are trading sharply lower right now. The S&P 500 fell for the fifth day in a row. And another factor that added to this pain is that more Fed officials now are speaking out in the open that rate cuts may be off the table at least till the end of the year. In fact, Minneapolis Fed President Neil Kashkari even went on to say that there may be no rate cuts in 2024 at all. New York Fed President John Williams went one step further and said that if the data demands, the Fed can even hike interest rates. Asian markets have opened lower this morning. Both Japanese and South Korean benchmarks are now down over 3%, extending their early morning losses. And as I highlighted earlier, the GIFT Nifty is down over 300 points. So a gap down opening is definitely in the offing. That's all for today. We wish you a happy, a better day of trade and a happier weekend, of course. But before that, yet another reminder, do go out and vote today as every vote counts. And for the sharpest markets and election-related analysis, stay tuned to CNBC TV18 and CNBCTV18.com.